That's the sound of children hammering at fern leaves, hoping to make chlorophyll impressions on a t-shirt while learning about photosynthesis and plant cells along the way. It's just one of the outdoor offerings at the Ultimate Science Fair that also includes life-size dinosaur puppets, plant parasites, and a talk by a Nobel Prize-winning physicist about Albert Einstein and the very coldest things in the universe. Columbia University physicist and author Brian Greene, who co-founded the World Science Festival, revels in this riot of inquiry.
You look at what makes a kid's eyes open wide. It's not learning facts and spitting them back on an exam. And when science is taught like that, it's a tragedy, because it's missing the whole fact that the most dramatic of all stories is scientific discovery. It's real. It's not coming out of some Hollywood screenwriter's head. It's the way the universe works. That's thrilling.
Okay, so lay them out on the table so you can see them one at a time. Perfect.
In a nearby classroom, it's the world inside the skull that thrills these 9 to 14-year-olds. They're dissecting sheep brains under the guidance of New York University neurologist Wendy Suzuki.
Part of my goal is to get them interested in just questions in science and what science is. So I bring them something cool. I bring them a human brain. I bring them a sheep brain. And so hopefully what they're realizing is they are practicing being scientists right in that session. So that's what I try and do.
One boy relishes the workshop's yuck factor.
Well, I really liked it. And some parts were like really freaked me out, like the middle of the brain, because I didn't know that was inside me.
The Smell Lab is one of the fair's most popular exhibits. It's run by International Fragrance and Flavors, Inc., which researches and develops odors and tastes for consumer markets. IFF organic chemist Paul Jones loves to explain to kids how the nose knows.
So what I tell them is the molecules get into their nose and hit certain little receptors, which are like tiny little locks in the top of your nose. And once those locks are opened, it triggers certain centers in your brain, and your brain says, oh, that's a citrus note, or that's a musk note, or that's raspberry, or whatever.
Kids at the exhibit are able to choose an array of scents and then combine them to make a perfume they can take home.
I chose chocolate, lavender, and vanilla.
How about you? What did you pick?
Chocolate, musk, and flower. It's really fun to smell it.
So did you learn something about how smell works?
Yeah, you need air to do it, and you need to smell it with your nose, of course.
Outside, it's the gears of a 19th century German calliope that has kids enthralled. It's part of a traveling show about inventions by the Coney Island-based Museum of Interesting Things. Denny Daniel, its impresario, says that the automatic butter churn and Thomas Edison's recording cylinder were based on the same principle as the calliope.
You know, the mechanical era was based on all those gears moving things. A car is the same thing. You're just having gears move stuff. A lot of things seem so mysterious. And the truth is, when I'm pushing you, I'm doing exactly what gasoline is doing. Gasoline's exploding, and then we're using that energy to push the wheels. So when those wheels turn, the car moves, and it's as simple as that.
There are purely economic reasons to encourage children at science fairs like this. Science education consultant Dan Sheffy says American youth lag behind their counterparts in countries such as India and China in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math.
And what that then boils down to is a shortage not only of these people being educated, but it cuts down on the ability for businesses to hire people and to be successful here. So businesses get outsourced, businesses go elsewhere. So there's an imbalance that needs to be addressed.
What also needs to be addressed, says World Science Festival co-founder Brian Greene, is scientific research to solve problems the entire planet faces, from hunger and disease to pollution and climate change. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.